from pound 1 and 4. Right?
A
one and a half. Cool, he's low. Bloody hell. What have you lost? Oh, it won't go far without him. I locked the door. Did you lock him in? On your knee?
Just rested on my lap. And
yep.
I didn't normally put it straight in position.
And off to be Johnny Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. And I brought my nail. Look at that.
Oh.
Looks horrid, doesn't it? I put it on a rack in the dressing room.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Hanging off, so I had to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
They are bloody nuisance, them racks, you know, dangerous.
Very.
It's a wonder people haven't had serious injuries from them, really.
Yeah.
I don't know, we get away with it. Oh, the whole lot bloody scrapping in the new lot. All the roast ones. There's hardly one decent roast shelf, is there? The teaker shelves, across the sturdy one here, they're not quite as bad. Roast shelves,
okay. If they chucked all the duck ones out, then you'd be chucking out 4 out of every time.
At least, yep. I think 9/10 of them would go. Very few good roast ones. That's yesterday's winner, darling. Still trotting along.
It's been all my horses going.
I quite fancy a ride on a horse. Poor horse for me on it, but still. There's heavier people than me that ride, don't they? Jockeys are nearly as heavy as me that ride.
That's true. Shirley's not that.
No, she's...
That,
she's not fat, but she's a big lady like me, isn't she?
I thought you were about similar sort of weight.
Yeah. No, she's a big built lady like me. She's solid.
She's tall, isn't she?
Yeah. There's some jockeys are 11 stone, aren't they? They're jump jockeys, not the flat, but jump jockeys, aren't
they? Some of them with the weights and that carry 12 stone, don't they?
Yeah. Poor horse. 12 miles, I've gone over jumps and God knows what else with 12 stone on them. Quite a way, really, isn't it? Quite common, 10 and a half, 11 stone for all the jumps, isn't it?
10 stone's minimum weight.
Is it?
10 stone is the minimum weight for a jump race. That's the minimum
so
set.
Does they have to have weights like every woman does it? Women jump jockeys. They have to have weights in the saddles and that.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a whole set to carry 10 stone that's got a 7 pound claimer on. So it carries 9 stone 7.
Yeah.
But quite often they put a little bit overweight. 10 stone is the minimum, 12 stone is maximum.
Quite a joy ride. Yep. No? But did you like horses? You don't plan to get on the back of one?
No.
I thought you would. I have to admit you're rather large, but.
Yeah,
I'd
say. It's a bloody great car.
Well, it does say it'd have to be a bloody great stallion, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think it'd be quite enjoyable.
Ollie Barnes down there.
Is he? Curtains today in the pub. Going to park.
It's as easy as anyway.
Yeah.
How busy the will be stormy will be.
Thursday will be, I would imagine. Yeah.
The start of the year, we could be running around there trying to find its mates. Down the Queen's Girls School, it's not that far away. Fairly central. Places. I think not too much trouble getting in there because it's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't seem to get. A lot of people don't seem to go down there, do they?
No. Perhaps think it's further than what it is with the same as shopping.
It's not that good, is it?
No.
If you've got a great handful of shopping, you don't go away.
I understand why people who don't work in town don't use that one, really.
Can
them?
No doubt they do as well.
Well, I don't know, because there's a hell of a lot of people parking the same cars in that country story in the land.
It's where they work, isn't it?
Even then, if you work in the horse fair, it's not that far to go, rather than clutter up the nearest one for a whole day.
Victory's round as well, isn't it? Victory's round as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that gets pretty fun weekend, but awesome. I don't like that one. Every week in the standard, there's always a, you know, this breaking, that breaking, and...
You're having a party car, you got the risk of breaking in.
I don't know, but that one seems worse than anywhere. Isn't it? Every week, you know, stolen out of the Pepperidge car park. Car broken into. I mean, who's... You can't imagine with all them cars in there that nobody ever seems to see anything. What be doing, turn a blind eye.
Often it happens late at night, doesn't it? After chucking
out
time.
I think a lot of people are just, you know, I'm not getting involved with them, they might belt me one and walk away. In a way you can't blame them, but it's sad. The people I can't say to a young yobbo, you know. Leave that alone, or else I'll go and get a policeman. For fear of them
again,
belting them one.
Go and get a policeman. Tom, you gone and got a policeman there?
They're gone.
No, so, you know, there's no...
Seems so much of it that somebody must see some of it. Then would we be there any different? Would we get out of it quick?
Turn a blind eye, don't they?
Yeah, because they don't want to get involved and they're frightened of the consequences, aren't they? Apart from all police statements and probably hours stuck in police stations.
Yeah.
If they find out you've shoffed them, they're just as liable to put a brick through your window or belt you one.
Yeah.
Or damage your car next time they see it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame people in that respect, really.
So when they get it done, this will be one hell of a big car park, won't it?
Yeah.
It'll be so there'll be plenty of space. But
it's quite full, dear.
The other way today.
Oh.
Can't quite make out what they've done today. It's all parked all funny today.
Well, we're going to get anywhere. It's Thursday. Can you not park next up?
Thing blocking it all, doesn't there?
Yeah.
Oh well. Can't see the reason why I can't buy it, actually.
Well, he is, so.
See the reason why I can't buy it next to this one? Let's have a look. How much room have I left in front? There's enough room left. Room I left in front now, but there's a room for the car there, isn't it? Yeah, there's a car there.
That lady's going to come next to us. She looks as though she's looking to see if it's available.
She must have counted that one. There's room, isn't there?
She's getting through alright, and that one's getting through alright. Yeah, she's coming next to us. She isn't. Where's she going?
I can't see any reason to work out about that.
She is. She's
got a big gap. There's all that space over there. I suppose we could have gone over there, really.
top, darling. Car park attendant in the new car park. Make sure everyone parks in nice straight rows.
Thank you.
know.
I recognise it from somewhere, don't I?
Do you?
Hadley's.
Hadley's, yeah.
Training.
That's it.
Yeah, he showed me round.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, did you scare?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
I buy some carpets done, do I get free fitting or do I have to get extra for fitting?
Well, the prices you actually see on here are fitting
included.
Yeah, we don't say free because it's
no,
not
well, you know what I mean. Whether I don't know whether you have to pay extra
no.
Some places you do or whether
yeah.
It's all included.
It's all included. I mean, if you do buy a Hessian back carpet, the only thing we do charge extra for would be £2.50 on top or £2.75 for underlaid doorbells and that sort of stuff. But if you buy a phone back, it's just the price you see. So everyone's on that training scheme now, I suppose, isn't they?
Maps.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, I wasn't allowed to do it when I was.
5 minutes. They'll let you do it. What, too old?
Too old, they say, but Kirk and all
now,
that are
yeah,
on
now
now.
It's now it's gone up to 24 now.
Yeah.
It was 18, but now it's 24.
Typical, they've done that.
Yeah, Kirk's gone on it, I don't know why. I said to him, how many years is it going to take you to do it?
He's
never there to do it.
That's his brother down there, actually, he just started.
Is
yeah,
it? Oh,
Bruce.
Better show up. He's a good lad, but he drinks rather a lot and suffers quite a lot from hangover. He comes in, throws up and goes home again.
He's got hangover at night today actually.
Oh God. Because I'm first aid and I usually get I'm the lucky person who hangs his head over a sink and sends him home again.
Lovely deal.
Quite often.
How's my girlfriend's mum doing there?
Who's the girlfriend's mum?
Maureen Gibson.
She's done very well.
She started before me actually.
Yeah, it's been a while now. I am getting moving into a new flat soon and I want a living room, a lounge bedroom, a hall, a bathroom and a kitchen.
Ah, well, yeah, well.
So I'm looking.
We do for all that sort of stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, all these sort of ones around here are suitable for living rooms and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the end we've got ones for bathrooms and kitchens.
Bedroom.
Bedroom. Yeah, well, these ones sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah, but they usually get not quite as heavy duty for bedrooms.
We have got some good heavy duty ones, yeah. Heavy domestic.
Mm-hmm. Just looking and deciding what colour schemes I'm having. And I'm not absolutely certain, I ain't got the keys, I mean we're waiting for a mortgage going, well, that's just been decided, so all the contracts have to be exchanged and all that laugh. So it'll be a few weeks.
Yeah, girlfriend's mum and dad, they're going through the moment, I'll send them out.
Yeah, I know, I'm moaning on about it last night. She's had somebody down
yeah,
to see
yeah,
them and offered them a ridiculous price.
Yeah, but the rain's been ill for the last week and every time she has to stay in bed, right, and then someone rings up and says, and Maureen said, get up because someone can rent the
house. You can't have be in bed while there's someone looking in your bedroom.
Your dad said, you tell him. She said, you're real. Stay in bed.
she's off today, isn't she? Aren't they going to?
Yeah, Lorraine's
going to
tribunal
or something. Yeah, Maureen said she was going with her.
She wasn't a month ago, would it, really? Because Lorraine
yeah,
don't
but moral support's not very nice, is it?
I was going to try and get a bit of day off and go down and see how they get on, but
well, I'll keep it in mind when I get the right the date, and then I'll go and fix them. I'm just having a look around, see what's on offer.
When you do,
I mean, I can't do anything until I get a key and some dates and know when I'm going to be able to do it.
But when you do get the keys or whatever, if you come back, we can always come round
yeah.
and measure up. And
well, that's it.
That's no charge on that, isn't it? You know, and then
yeah.
Just come back and pick your carpets, or we can bring some round and show you.
It'll be completely empty, so it'll be
yeah,
quite, that's when I want the carpets putting in before we get anything else in. Make a start.
So
love your patterns.
Carpets, we always sort of show people.
Yeah.
It's a waffle back.
Yeah,
it's best thing for obedience. Depends on your price
yeah.
range. We can go low, or high, high.
Yeah. It'll be sort of medium, I think. Obviously, I've got a lounge, bedroom, the hall, and the bathroom. One of us wants in the hall for the kitchen. And I've got about £700, and that's about it. So,
we'll
yeah.
squeeze you in.
Right, I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sort of. Yes.
Sort of.
Oh, see, no, no, not doing the races. I think it might take a little longer than anticipated. Because of he's already had dealings with the vendor solicitor. Obviously with the other flat. He's not particularly happy with the way the other solicitor's going about things. He said, don't, whatever you do, commit yourself to carpets and things like that just yet, just until everything's, you know, everything's sorted out. Search. Pay the £40 for a search fee.
You've
asked
it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got to do that anyway.
You need search fee if you're brand new and
offer and everything's through, and it's, we've gone through the lease because it's leasehold, it's probably about 40 pages long. So it's a little bit complicated for my freehold. It's a leasehold. The lease gives you sort of all the. But being leasehold, you see, there could be. You know.
Did he give you an idea what the fees would be?
No, I'm asking actually. Sure. But he doesn't say.
I'm not going to that carpet shop for carpet, it's very expensive.
Is it? The solicitor will send him a copy of the lease and it could be about 40 pages long and he'll go through it, what the do's and what the don'ts and all that sort of thing are. So. Yeah, yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
we can put yourself down.
I mean, what the. I mean, basically, what they want.
No.
Have you just spoke to your mates?
I've just spoken to Pat Lamb.
Yeah, but he said he's possibly with Pat Lamb.
So yeah. Because it's leasehold, Pat.
It's lease. I don't know, yeah, I think Norman. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's passed me over to Pat Lamb, so. He will be the acting solicitor.
Yeah,
I just had a word with him.
Okay, we'll get letters out to.
He said he's already had notification from you that things were going ahead.
Yeah, we've got a letter from us. And the other side solicitor, we've got.
Letter on the same day.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is just give a quick phone call and just say, look, please be aware it's Pat Lamb, not Robin Davis.
Yeah.
Of course, we will.
Yeah. So apparently he specialises in the leaseholds.
Yeah.
This is sure getting it sorted out properly, and I hope so. Yeah. So he said he was, you know, he's already had dealings with
what's
the.
Only, what's actually on your account?
The vending solicitors.
Yes.
Yeah. He said he's a bit.
Yeah, I don't think Norman got on too well with it.
No.
But Norman's that kind of character, it's all to spade a spade. And if you don't get on with someone, he'll tell him. But that man's going to be a little more diplomatic.
I think it'll be good. Yeah,
well,
it might just take a little bit longer than we first anticipated, but it doesn't matter.
The most important thing is got what you're going to have to pay out, which is those two there. Okay. That's yours, yeah. But I just need a hope to have it.
Right. No problem.